USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss the journalist who was killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Pompeo then spoke about the United States' next step.
We just are going to allow the process to move forward, allow the facts to unfold, and as they unfold, as we make a determination for ourselves about what happened there based on the facts that are presented to us, the United States will determine what the appropriate response might be.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin also canceled the trip to Saudi Arabia next week. President Trump threatened to order the U.S. military to close the southern border with Mexico. The president made those comments as a caravan of Central American illegal aliens are trying to reach the United States. The National Transportation Safety Board said accidents are up in states where recreational marijuana is now legal. The report also found that more people are being pulled over for drug driving. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A U.S. commander survived a gun attack in Afghanistan, but Afghanistan's police chief did not. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The police commander of Kandahar, Afghanistan, is dead, and two Americans wounded in a Taliban attack on the Afghan city. It seems Taliban members posed as Afghan guards and opened fire during a Kandahar city high-level security meeting.
Authorities in Wisconsin are still searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Jamie Kloss has been missing since Monday when police found her parents dead at their home. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald.
Walk your properties. There will be many hunters in the area in the upcoming weekend and daily. Check your cabins, walk your land, and report anything you feel is important to us. You will never know if it will help to bring Jamie home unless you call.
Police do believe they received a 911 call from Jamie early Monday morning, although they're not going into many details as to how they came to that conclusion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Civility these days seems to be gone from politics, whether it's the left versus right on social media, the right versus left on TV, cable news, or even on the radio. We're against each other and divided as a nation. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Bob Spitz. He's author of a new book titled Reagan, An American Journey. And one of the things I asked him was, what can we learn from Ronald Reagan regarding bipartisanship and how to work with each other?
I think more than anything that we owe Reagan is his ability to compromise. Look, he fought like cats and dogs with Tip O'Neill, who was the Democratic Speaker of the House. But at the end of the day, they would meet in Reagan's office and chat companionably like two 70-year-old Irishmen and dip into his liquor cabinet. And they learned how to compromise, and they got things done. I think today that's completely gone. I mean, Ken Duberstein, who was Reagan's fourth chief of staff, told me that, you know, he mourns those days when he, as a Republican, would go out at night and have dinner and play cards with his Democratic colleagues. He told me that today, if you're seen with someone of the opposite party, it could end your career. That's why I think people are so nostalgic right now for Ronald Reagan. He represents a time when there was more civility in Washington.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.